It's a story that seems as timeless as Christmas itself, though it's only 180 years old, a Christmas Eve tradition for children everywhere.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama, in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When, out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon, on the breast of the new-fallen snow, gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
And that must be Public Radio's very own Mother Christmas, our own Susan Stamberg, in 1984, reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas by Clement Clark Moore. Well, with profuse apologies to Mr. Moore and to Philip Marlowe and to you too, Santa, we bring you now a variation on a Christmas Eve theme from the Fire Sign Theater.
Ho, 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 let's clench our fists.
Ho, 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 let's grit our lips.
And let's get ready for another bone-chilling adventure of Nick Danger, Third Eye.
It was the night before Xmas, and all through the house.
Wait, I thought you lived in your car, Nick.
Well, it isn't a house in the conventional sense, Dwight. It's a metaphorical house, like being in the house, like, oh, in the house. Get it?
Barely.
Well, wherever it was certainly quiet. Too quiet. And it was certainly a place where not a creature was stirring, not even your tiniest of mice. And look, these particular mices had stockings hung by their window like they was curtains with care.
We hope that St. Nicholas soon will be there.
Hey, that really got to me. By St. Nicholas, I figured they meant me, Nick. Nicholas, get it?
I get it. I'm not stupid. You've got mice living in your car who worship you.
X-Me! Children nestled all snug in beds. Sugar plum visions dancing heads. X-Me!
Hey, that was sweet, too. What was going on? Something was weird, that's for sure. For instance, there'd been talk all over this tough town that mob boss Rocky Rococo had suddenly reformed.
It was a peaceful life now that I was reformed. In fact, Ma Barker in her kerchief and me in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
Come on,
but
girls,
out on the lawn,
get the sleigh.
There arose such a clatter.
No, I get the sleigh.
Rocky sprang from the bed to see what was the matter.
I opened the window and threw them a flash, disarmed all the shutters and threw up on the sash. I love Xmas.
Meanwhile, down at police headquarters, handsomely backlit, Lieutenant Alvin Bradshaw stands at the window peering through his new FBI binoculars.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gives the luster of midday to objects below. I was surveilling, but in a kind of poetic way, just like I learned in police acting school.
And what to his wandering eyes does appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Oh, no, this is even worse than my usual hullabaloos. I saw a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Nick. Yeah, Nick Danger, my old three-eyed nemesis.
But more rapid than eagles, Nick's courses they came, and Nick whistled and shouted and called them by name.
On Smasher, Lap Dancer, on Squasher and Vixen, on Brandy, on Inga, on Blondie, let's blitz up.
They were on top of my porch, on the top of my wall.
Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
Frankly, I felt like an idiot, but I had to say dash away. It was in the script. And speaking of scripts, I was beginning to wonder about our writers. Hey, Dwight,
yeah.
Where are the writers?
Well,
okay,
in there.
Hey, Manny,
yeah,
take this. As dry leaves that before the wild storm.
Hurricane.
So hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky.
Okay, great. Let's go to lunch.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Beautiful writing, but only fit for mice and small children. We needed action and danger. So up to the housetop, my coursers, they flew with the sleigh full of toys and Nick dangerous, too.
And then in a twinkling I heard on my roof the prancing and pawing of each stiletto hoof. As I drew out my rod and was turning around, down the chimney Nick Danger came with a blonde.
Oh. All right, hold it right there. When I got to the scene of the crime, I saw Nick Danger. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot.
Bradshaw, stand back.
Hey, Nick, don't you know it's politically incorrect to wear fur? Do you know how many ermines died for that suit?
Huh?
And your clothes are all tarnished with ashes and soot. Whoa.
But instead of a monkey, a bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a burglar just opening his pack.
He's stealing the place blind.
No,
Bradshaw, you're wrong. Look his eyes, how they twinkle, his cute little dimples, how merry.
Look, Al, my cheeks are like roses, my nose like a cherry.
Yum, yum.
He's got a droll little mouth drawn up like a bow.
And the beard on his chinny-chin-chin is just as white as the snow.
Jeez, I'm actually getting old.
The stump of a pipe he holds tight in his teeth. And the smoke is encircling his head like a wreath.
That's it, Nick.
What?
I got you.
What?
Smoking's illegal everywhere now, except in Minnesota. Okay, put him out.
But hell, what about my broad face and my little round belly that shakes when I laugh like a bowl full of jelly?
Yeah, what about?
He's chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf.
I gotta lose some weight.
And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head. Okay, I took off the cuffs. I had nothing to dread.
Nick spoke not a word.
For once.
But went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned...
like a jerk.
And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
I hate chimneys.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his deers gave a whistle.
And away they all flew, like the down on a thistle.
But I heard him exclaim that he drove out of sight.
Happy Christmas to all!
And to all,
a good night!
On Smasher!
Merry Christmas! The Firesign Theater, Phil Austin, Peter Bergman, David Osman, and Phil Proctor. Their latest DVD release is called Weirdly Cool, and for more about the Firesign Theater and more of their humor, you can visit our website, npr.org.